producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Welcome to the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
All right, we're talking with Amber, who has a two-year-old and a husband who's been clean and sober for 8 years. So why did he start drinking on Sunday? Do you have any idea, Amber?
I actually said he hasn't had a drink in about 3 months, and he started drinking like about 2 weeks ago again.
Do we know why?
I don't know. We had a date night, so it was fine. And then on the way home from the date night, he stopped at the liquor store and got alcoholic beverages or whatever. And every night since then, for the last 2 weeks, pretty much every night, like, he's had alcohol, been drinking around our kid. And I told him 3 months ago in an email that if I didn't want to see him or be around him or have our kid around him when he drinks at all, ever, and have to do, I just need some help.
What, were you in the car when he stopped at the liquor store?
Yes.
So how come we didn't deal with it at that moment?
No.
It's not that we stopped at a liquor store or whatever. Why are two people who are in recovery ever getting anywhere near a liquor store, let alone stopping in a liquor store?
Because he was driving, and I don't want to sound like his mom.
Well, but I mean, you're going to have to sound like his mom either before the liquor store or after the liquor store. Why wouldn't you do it as a preemptive kind of thing of saying, hey, we just had a great, did the date night go well? Or did the two of you have a fight?
Yes, it did. It went great. Stop.
But Amber, explain to me why it makes some sense to have not said, hey, look, let's not do this.
I don't, you know what, we stopped at the liquor store, I don't know. Like,
well, Amber, but my dear, stop.
I don't.
That's where you have to start, because everything from that, once you stopped at the liquor store, you were in the car, you essentially gave him tacit support to start drinking. You did. The only reason to stop at liquor stores is to buy liquor. Therefore, when he stopped at the liquor store after the date night, when you were in the car and you didn't say anything, basically you were saying it's okay. And then to then say at some point later, you're drinking, you know, I can't believe you're drinking, you said you wouldn't drink, you're drinking around our kid. I mean, why wouldn't you say something about, I mean, why would you go to the liquor store? That's where it should have started. And I, at this moment, I mean, that's where you have to start. In terms of his behavior, I mean, it's clear that he felt that he had your permission, because he did have your permission. You basically, the only reason to go to a liquor store is to buy liquor. You said, I don't want you drinking around my kid. You know, that if you're going to buy 7-Up or, God forbid, Mountain Dew, you can do that at the grocery store. You don't need to do that at the liquor store. The only reason to go to a liquor store is buy liquor. Even Slim Jims they have at, you know, at Duane Reade. So the only reason to go to a liquor store is to buy liquor. So once he went to the liquor store and you didn't say anything, you're already in the soup.
Okay,
so you need to go back and figure that out. And then you need to sit with him and say, look, I love you. You know, I know how much you love me, but this isn't workable. I should have said something when you went to the liquor store. Once you bought the liquor, basically when I sat in the store or came home and had sex with you or whatever, that was the test, and you failed it. Which doesn't mean that you're a failure. It means you got to go back and figure out why you did that and fix that, because that's where it all started.
Because I don't want to sound like his mom. Why are you at the liquor store,
Amber? Why is it set? Why? No, the issue is not why in the liquor store. We know why in the liquor store, to buy liquor. Why is it any more sounding like his mom to say, we're not going to stop at a liquor store, we've just had a great night, let's go home and have great sex, than to say, you can't drink liquor around me or our child?
Well,
Why is one okay and the other not? Amber, you're kidding yourself. You need to go back and do the work and figure out why you did that. And hopefully the answer isn't that you've been drinking as well, because that creates its own problem. But at that moment, when you went to the liquor store, sat in the car, didn't say anything, that started this whole process. Because you gave him permission.
Well,
so you need to go and look at that.
Anything?
Pardon me?
Even though, like, I didn't say anything.
Amber, you're a grown-up human being. Don't look, you can fool all sorts of people, maybe yourself. It's not going to work on me. You need to go and do the work. Figure out why you decided at that moment not to say anything, because that's where it all started. You gave him permission to do it by not saying anything.
I don't have a reason for not saying anything. He went.
You're gonna, Amber, you do. You do. You're going to have to go figure it out. Got some homework to do, kiddo. And it's much easier to make it his problem, and he's a bad guy, and it's my kid, and he, you know, that at this moment, this is right at your feet, and you got to figure it out. In the same way he has to figure out why he starts drinking, you got to figure out why you basically enabled him to start drinking. You were in the car with him when he stopped at the liquor store, and you didn't say anything. That's what you need to figure out. And when you figure it out and you need some help with it, you can call me back. But you can't say I didn't want to be his mom. You can't say I didn't say anything. You do the work. Do the work. In the same way he's got to do the work, so do you, Sugar Plum. It's not like, you know, I'm going to let one person just kind of shine it on and the other person not. You got to take responsibility for that. And to figure out the responsibility, you got to figure out why you did what you did. 855-99-DR-JOY. Okay, let's do one more of the stupid Christmas things, and then when we come back, how about... Yeah, you can tell. It was never my favorite topic to begin with.
Yeah, well,
but I was not my most gracious self, but I did it. So, all right, finish it up, and then we'll do movies coming up, because I know we didn't get to them yesterday because we had so many phone calls.
Yeah, sure. Let's see. Trying to find some of the really good ones.
Find something. Since this was your topic, your idea.
Yeah. Well, how about this one? This person, we posted this before Veterans Day, and Marissa says, what about Remembrance Day? I think we should all acknowledge those who fought for us before hanging up the tinsel. I think it's disrespectful otherwise. What do you think about that?
Well, I'm not sure it's either or.
I don't think
so
either.
We did, I mean, I think that that's what we call a straw dog.
Right.
You know,
it
wrecks something that is kind of irrelevant and then knock it down. Nah, I don't think tinsel has anything to do with remembrance.
Sally says, my late aunt and uncle left their tree in their living room that they never used except at Christmas. They just put a sheet over it, she says.
That's a housekeeper that sounds like my mom.
Yeah, she says that way they never have to put it up or take it down. Too funny.
Well, I mean, I at one point sort of had, because, you know, it really is tough for me. First of all, cutting down a tree is, you know, it just somehow, I have to work so hard to make them live that to kill them just doesn't work very well.
In the first place.
And they make a mess. And they're fire hazards and whatever. So I've sometimes decked my ficus with white lights. And then every once in a while I'll think, well, gee, that looks really great, so I'll leave it up. So
perfect.
I do take the Santa Claus away. I do. I had this wonderful Santa Claus. I don't even know where I got it.
Really?
It's like one of these Victorian Santa Clauses. And you know, I sort of like it enough. I actually used to have it out all year round just because I liked it. But when I moved, somehow I got that and the I have a witch for Halloween.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Yeah, I mean, I think I have one of everything ever invented.
You do have a lot of.
I do have a lot of
kind
stuff.
Kind of just neat stuff.
I do, you know, and it's kind of cool things that people will sort of like. My apartment's kind of that place where you kind of wander around a corner and there's something kind of cool that pops up.
Yeah, it's like a museum almost or something, right?
Well, hopefully not, but there are all sorts of like little goodies here, and every once in a while someone will say, well, "Who's your decorator?" And I think, how can anybody possibly come up with this combination of things? Because everything in my apartment has some meaning to me. But like I have a fake Andy Warhol. The guy's name is actually Andy Kaufman. That is, you know, Andy Warhol does that in the like Campbell Soup. This is dollar bills of George Washington with different colors.
Oh, yeah, I've seen that. Yeah,
acrylic, and it's called Cash Flow. So, you know, and it turns out I knew the guy. So I have that right next to my computer because it seems appropriate. You know, and I have a 300-year-old grandfather clock. I mean, I have things that mean something to me. I don't know how a decorator would do that for you, but what can I tell you? All right, 855-99-DR-JOY. I'll tell you about movies, unless there's something that must be the call that's more important. 855-99-DR-JOY. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Connect with Dr. Joy on Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't pick on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Your house is under attack. Every day, our homes and families are attacked by harmful gases, mold, and pollutants caused by everyday activities. According to the EPA, indoor air can be 5 to 100 times worse than outdoor air. And the American Lung Association states that poor indoor air can cause infections and chronic lung diseases such as asthma. Protect your family with a complete indoor air quality package from Wave Home Solutions. Wave ventilation units for basements and crawl spaces reduce moisture that nourishes mold, odors, dust mites, and expels gases and pollutants. Add the Wave 6-stage air purifier to get rid of the viruses, chemicals, and pollutants upstairs for a complete indoor air quality solution. A healthy home is the best investment you can make. Visit WaveHomeSolutions.com. That's WaveHomeSolutions.com. Or call 888-758-WAVE. That's 888-758-WAVE.
Wave Home Solutions, for a healthy, comfortable home.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy. Don't take a cold or flu lying down. Stand up and fight back with Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver is a natural immune system booster that is highly effective against viruses, bacteria, and fungus. Supernatural Silver is perfect for daily use and can be taken orally or used topically to keep you protected from whatever comes your way. This new technology is hundreds of times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver and is supported by extensive research from over 300 clinical studies at universities and independent research facilities across the country. Supernatural Silver has an exceptionally long storage life and should be an essential part of your emergency preparedness. Don't be caught off guard. Give your body the support it needs to fight off deadly pathogens that are lurking everywhere. Stock up on Supernatural Silver and give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com and use the promo code SILVER2015 for 20% off. That's SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com.
My name is Dell, and I live in El Cajon, California. I was concerned about my cholesterol readings because I knew that high cholesterol is related to clogging of the arteries and increases the risk for heart attack and stroke. One day, I heard an ad for Heart and Body Extract, and I was skeptical, but I decided to give it a try. Man, the numbers don't lie.
Learn the secrets of an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation at HBExtract.com.
Talking about what really matters, your family, your relationships, your life. It's the Dr. Joy Brown Show at 855-99-DR-JOY.
All right. Well, we're decking. I guess we're filling, decking the halls with boughs of joy. I mean, what else can I say? If your name's Joy, I mean, you can't sort of bah humbug Christmas. It's just not allowed. Brian, you're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Howdy.
Two questions, and then you can ask questions of me. How can I help my relative, and how can I best help my brother? I have a relative who I recently found out has a heroin addiction, and I just really don't know what to do to help.
Okay, can you give me an idea of what the relationship is, who the relative is?
Nephew.
Okay, that's what I kind of would assume, because you were talking about your brother, who is his dad?
Yes.
Okay. How old's the nephew?
27.
How did you find out about the heroin addiction?
From his brother.
Who is how old?
22.
Tell me a little bit about what you knew about the 27-year-old before the heroin issue. What's the highest level of education he's completed?
College grad.
Okay. Single or married?
Single.
Working or not working?
Working.
What kind of job?
Sales.
Do you still have his job?
Yes.
According to the brother, how long has the addiction, has the heroin been going on?
Started 3 years ago with painkillers, got too expensive, turned to heroin, and it's been maybe a year.
With the painkillers, was it for a specific body ailment or was it just a street drug?
Street.
So has a 27-year-old had drug issues before those 3 years in the past?
I would say, if you call marijuana a drug.
Well, it's certainly a drug, and it's certainly been illegal up until, and still is most places. What kind of relationship do you have with your nephew?
Good, solid. I have not talked to him about this since, although he knows that I know.
How often do you see him?
4 times a year.
So, had you seen him 4 times in the last year?
Yep.
So, what was his behavior? Was there any indication in his behavior?
No, he's always a little sullen.
Okay.
So, well, there was no significant change.
Well, is he, do we know, I know that this is kind of a stupid question, is he snorting, skin popping, or injecting, or do you know?
Snorting.
Well,
as far as I know.
Yeah. If I were your nephew, what would you want to say to me?
I'm here for you if you ever need to talk.
Well, okay. What would you say about the heroin?
I have no experience in it, so...
Well, I know. I'm not asking you to be a drug counselor. I'm just saying, you know, tell me what your heart is saying.
That... he's going on a path that could kill him, and that I don't want him to die.
Okay, that seems to me a much more compelling opening than I'm here for you. And I'm not trying to give you a hard time, but, I mean, presumably he kind of knows that. And what is that exactly does that mean? Does that mean that you're willing to support him if he goes into rehab? Does that mean that you're willing to come and spend a week in a hotel room with him or a motel room so he can go cold turkey? Are you willing to see if he can get a prescription for medical marijuana? It's just such an open statement. And if you say, I'm here for you, and he says, well, okay, I'd like to borrow $1,000, and you say, no, then it kind of, so you want to make sure that you're not making statements that are either, on the one hand, meaningless, or the other hand, incredibly open-ended enough so that you're going to have to backtrack on your own promise. And I'm not giving you a hard time. I'm saying this as much for everybody else's benefit as for yours. But, you know, saying I'm here for you is not a helpful statement unless it can be backed up with specific examples. They may not be the specific examples that are relevant to him, but at least it gives some sense of sincerity and thought. If I say to you, Brian, listen, I'm willing to take your phone call whenever you call, and you say, okay, well, I'll call you tonight at midnight, and then I say, well, Brian, you know, come on, let's be realistic. I'm not going to answer your phone call at midnight. I mean, you hear that in order for something to be taken seriously and be sincere, it has to have some degree of reality to it. And most of us, especially if we're feeling cranky, are going to pick holes in it just for the sheer naughtiness of it. So I think your second statement of this seems to be really scary, that heroin, among other things, is highly addictive. It's illegal. And, you know, that everybody I know who's ever had anything to do with heroin is either in prison or dead. Is I think a much better opening statement. It is, and you're not really saying you're a bad person. You're saying you're scaring the living daylights out of me, and I really care about you, which then puts some responsibility on his shoulders, Brian, to say, look, I'm only snorting, or you know, it's kind of fun, or I only use it once a week, or because what he's going to say to you is, look, Unc. I'm functioning. You know, I go to work every day. What's the big deal here? And again, I don't think you have to be a drug counselor and saying, well, one of the things we know about any illegal substance, among other things, is that it you need more to get the same high at some point. And obviously, the reason he used painkillers to begin with. And is snorting heroin at this moment is because he's not dealing with reality. Something is making him so unhappy that he's deciding that he's going to do something. That I mean, he's not stupid. He lives in the same society you and I live in. And when people say heroin, nobody says, "Oh, great! You know, let's go and do a heroin thing." I mean, everybody knows it's a scary drug. It's a scary because it's illegal. It's scary because of the people you have to get it from. It's scary for what it does to your body. It's scary that you need more of it. I mean, so it's scary. And admittedly, snorting is not quite as scary as injecting, but it's still scary. So, and he, you know, he lives, again, in the same society you and I live in. So saying to him that sort of dual thing of, this really scares me, and it seems to me that one of the you know, before we can deal with the heroin, we have to deal with the reason for the heroin, of what's making you so unhappy that you feel that you want to, just be oblivious to reality. Maybe I can help you with that, and then maybe saying, you know, we could talk. You can talk with me. I'm not a therapist, but or I'll pay for your therapy, or let's talk about rehab, or whatever it is you want. But I think that statement that says, "Yeeks," and I think it has to be a conversation that happens face to face. I don't think this is a phone conversation, or an email conversation, or even a text conversation.
Understood. Do you have knowledge to know that of people that are addicted to heroin, what is the statistical best course for them to beat it?
Well, the question is he addicted? And he's probably going to argue you that. He's going to say, I'm not injecting, you know, I'm not skin popping, you know, that I snort every once in a while, and you know, that, yeah, it's addictive, but I can handle it. I mean, I don't know that that's... I mean, again... You're talking about a biologically active substance, but you're also talking about a psychologically active situation, which is, why are we doing this? Let me put you on hold, and we'll come back and talk about this, all right? 855-99-DR-JOY, 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
You're running your business, and we at Wix.com know things can get stressful, but creating your website doesn't have to be. With Wix, you can create a professional website all by yourself. It's easy and free. You don't have to be a programmer. Just drag and drop everything into place. It's your website, your style. Show the world what you can do. Go to Wix.com and create your own stunning website today. It's easy and free.
Getting ready to start a new paint project? Olympic One Paint Plus Primer with exclusive Easy Wash formula starts at under $24. In honor of Veterans Day, Olympic will donate $1 for each 1 gallon container sold to support deployed military and U.S. veterans. From November 2nd to the 11th, stop by Lowe's and save $10 on Olympic One by online or mail-in rebate, exclusively at Lowe's. Results vary by sheet. Offer valid 11-2 to 11-11 and applies to 114 to 128 fluid ounce cans only. Total charitable donation not to exceed $25,000. Charity donation not applicable to sales in California, Massachusetts, and Illinois.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. you can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 pain relief hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't take on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Need advice? Dr. Joy Brown is here to help at 855-99-DR-JOY.
855-993-7569. 877-855-993-7569 is Dr. Joy, 5599-DR-JOY. All right, so we're talking with Brian, who has a 27-year-old nephew that he's recently found out is snorting heroin. Do you know whether or not the 27-year-old feels he's addicted or not?
I think the answer is yes.
He does admit he's addicted.
Yes.
Does he want to get some help about it?
Yes, he's doing some outpatient work, and he says that like twice over the last 3 months, his brain would get hijacked and he would slip up again.
Well, that's a nice way of not taking responsibility, isn't it? There are actually new prescription drugs that are making it easier to deal with drug addiction, which is always, you know, it's one of those things that that kind of bothers me a little bit, to be quite honest. Is one of the ways that we deal with drug addiction is to give somebody else another drug, whether it's Antabuse for alcohol or methadone for heroin. There's some newer ones. I think it's buprenorphine, which is obviously a morphine derivative. But, you know, it would seem to me if your nephew is saying, yeah, this is something, I realize it's a problem. And I think even the kind of weaselly, to be quite honest, statement that says, well, you know, my brain got hijacked is, I mean, at least that I mean, if I were his drug counselor, which of course I'm not, and neither are you, I would say, well, all right, so what are the symptoms of your brain being hijacked, and how do we, it's your brain, how do we make sure it doesn't get hijacked? I mean, how do we make sure that you can anticipate this and sort of not be hijacked and not be back in the soup again? You know, it sounds like I'd go and talk with him and say to him what you've said to me, which is, you know, I'm really scared. I don't want you dead. Let's talk about, and he may not, as an outpatient, this may not be effective enough for him. He may really need to be in an inpatient facility.
And that was a question. So is it, and I know there's no definitive answer, but maintaining a job, doing outpatient and tackling it that way versus losing your job and going to an inpatient rehab to change, you know, what I read is that addicts really need to change their circumstances. They need to change their patterns. They need to change their habits. They need to change driving past the town where they can easily get it. That, I mean, you can get it in Fort Lauderdale. You could get it in Montana. But if you change and you go in for 30 or 60 days, then you can actually get help. And so that was really the piece for my family that's kind of, they're debating which is the best way to do it. And I don't know, and I was wondering.
All right. Let's talk about that between the two of us. But bottom line being that's the question that the 27-year-old needs to be asked, because clearly, look, let's talk about the good news here. The good news is the family's involved. The good news is he admits that there's a problem. The good news is he started treatment. The bad news is it ain't working. All right. So the question is, why is it not working? Because you've already got some of the factors involved that tend to offset success, with the family not involved or not supportive. Somebody not admitting they've got a problem and not getting any treatment. So we're already, those three are already in the plus column, so why hasn't it worked? So I would say, just between the two of us, he needs to be an inpatient, that you hear the term all the time that you have to hit bottom. Well, he's got a whole lot of buffer before he hits bottom. He's got you, he's got his family, he's got his brother, and he's still got a job. He's got the ability to do the denial routine in some kind of vaguely sophisticated way of saying my brain got hijacked, as opposed to I started using again. You know, I was tempted again and I succumbed. I mean, my brain got hijacked. You know, that's by an alien from outer space who is Elvis's love child. I mean, what does that mean? It doesn't mean anything except I screwed up. So it would seem to me that you've heard the expression that people have to hit bottom.
Yep.
And as I said, he's got a whole lot of buffer before the bottom. If I were his drug counselor, which of course I am not, I would say, look, Sonny, you've got some seriously good ego strength going on here, that you're using an illegal substance that's highly addictive, and you're still able to hold on to your job. Good on you. But is this the fight you want to have with your own body for the rest of your life, that sooner or later we know, you know and I know, you're going to lose? How about if you don't have to lose your job, but how about if you took a leave of absence and put yourself in rehab and decide that you can't, in fact, have it all. You can't both be a heroin addict or use heroin. I'd be careful about the word addiction because he's going to argue with you. But that you can't both use heroin and hold down a job. That there sooner or later, and you've been lucky, but you've been able to push it much longer than most people, but you can't push it forever. So before you push yourself off the edge, before you've been arrested, before you've been sentenced, before you've been fired, why don't you take a leave of absence and let's tackle this? And that's what I would say, and maybe that's kind of what I'm saying to you. With respect to, but he's 27 years old, and he's really good at not taking responsibility, hence the my brain got hijacked. So instead of saying to him, look, obviously you need to be in an inpatient detox place rather than outpatient, what I might say to him is, this is up to you, but it's, you know, I talked to Brown about it, or I read about it, or whatever you want to say, and here's the deal. You know, you have three of the factors going for you that most people who are using illegal substances, addictive substances, don't have. You've got a supportive family. You admit the problem, and you've gotten yourself some help. It hasn't worked. So let's figure out why it hasn't worked and what's more likely to work. Because he doesn't want to be able to convince himself that he's one of the resistant people, that no matter what he does, it's never going to work. Because it's not true. That what he's doing is not workable. And my guess is the reason it's not workable is because he can make the argument to himself of, it's not so bad, I'm still working.
And the inpatient treatment will get him to, hopefully get him to the point of realizing what's making him unhappy and why this is happening.
Well, I would certainly, one hopes, yeah. I mean, certainly part of the inpatient issue is, as you say, that there's several components. One is usually is getting somebody off the substance. Quite often there are other drugs that are used in conjunction with getting somebody off the substance. You're taking them out of their life, which is contributing or at least enabling them to continue to use. So it breaks the pattern. But also the heavy-duty therapy. Now, therapy isn't a car wash. It's not like you can just present yourself and all the little scrubby bubbles come down and you come out glistening at the other end. You got to do the work. And he's really good at not doing the work.
No doubt.
So could he do it as an outpatient? In theory, yes. In practice, it's not working. And one of the reasons it's not working is he's really smart, and he's really manipulative, and he's really good at rationalizing whatever happens is not really his fault. Part of therapy, part of any kind of therapy, even... And I'm not sure I would convince I would use the term therapy for my program, except in the most broad sense, is you hear what I struggle with almost every call, perhaps with yours is somewhat of an exception, but not completely, is taking responsibility. That's really what it comes down to. No matter what the detox is, what the therapy is, who the therapist is, you either take responsibility or you don't. If you don't, nothing's going to change. If you do, then you're on the path to having alternatives. And when you have alternatives, then things sooner or later will change.
If someone doesn't like to take responsibility, can you throw them into a situation like the inpatient program and kind of, you know, realize that it might not work because they're not ready for it?
Yes.
Is it worth doing it because maybe the next time they'll be closer?
Again, that's why my thing with the two of us is you and I might agree that inpatient has a much better chance for a whole bunch of reasons of being more successful than outpatient has been. But your point is absolutely well taken. That's what I'm saying. I think it's up to him of saying, look, this hasn't worked. This is a reason how not. Are you willing to do inpatient? But you know, it only makes sense to do inpatient if you stop using phrases like my brain got hijacked.
Right, understood. And really, to me, that, you know, maintaining a job while using in the end is clearly not worth it because nothing good in the end will come from it.
Well, I mean, it's... his argument is going to be, what's the big deal? So rather than telling him nothing's good's going to be coming from it, which is your statement of his situation, that's why I asked you if he viewed himself as an addict. So rather than saying nothing good will come from this, what I would be much more likely to say to him, again, with the bumper sticker being taking responsibility, what do you think the outcome of this is going to be? Him thinking it through rather than you telling him. Because if you tell him, he's just going to bat the ideas down. All right, tell you what, if there's another question, hang on. If not, it's okay. Either way, let me put you on hold. We got to take a break here. I'll be back in a moment. 855-99-DR-JOY. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY. Have you ever wondered what life would be like without diabetes? I'm Jerry Mathers. I was the Beaver on TV's Leave It to Beaver, and I used to be just like you. See, my doctor said I only had 3 to 5 years to live. That meant I wasn't going to see or hold my grandbabies. I knew I needed to do something about my diabetes and get healthy. I wish I had a plan all written out for me back then. Now there is one. A fast-track system called the Diabetes Solution Kit that can get your blood pressure and sugars under control. Some say it worked for them in just 30 days or less. Best of all, no drugs. It's easy to follow, too. If I can get my diabetes under control, you can, too. Here's how to get your copy of the Diabetes Solution Kit today.
If you'd like to normalize your blood sugar and stop taking your diabetes medication completely with your doctor's approval, go to BloodSugar11.com for your free video. That's BloodSugar11.com. Reverse your diabetes in as little as 30 days by going to BloodSugar11.com now.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Does being over 40 make you feel like half the man you used to be? You feel more tired, out of shape, not in the mood like you used to be? Thanks to an exclusive formula, you can help boost testosterone levels safely and naturally. Introducing Ageless Male, a life-changing supplement for men tested to help increase testosterone levels.
You'll notice a boost in your energy levels, workouts work, sex life improves. It's like a light switch goes on.
Try Ageless Male risk-free if you would like to experience what taking Ageless Male can feel like. Support for healthy, normal testosterone levels, healthy energy, and increased performance, and more romance when you want it.
Call 1-800-327-4821. That's 1-800-327-4821. 800-327-4821. 800-327-4821. That's 1-800-327-4821.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't pick on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the Sacro Wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the Sacro Wedgie.
About what really matters,
your family, your relationships, your life.
It's the Dr. Joy Brown Show at 855-99-DR-JOY.
That's exactly what it is, 855-993-7569. Ann, you're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Howdy.
Hi, Dr. Joy. Thank you for taking my call.
Sure.
And I love your show. I listen to it all the time.
Thank you.
You're very welcome, very helpful, and a wise woman. I've called in before, and specifically it was about dealing with addiction with my adult son, but that was quite some time ago, and I ended up just due to just almost dying myself. I'm going to Al-Anon, and I'm just wondering, just as a participant of Al-Anon and someone who's gotten so much out of it, wondering why oftentimes it's never mentioned on your show. Is
honey, I mention it all the time, as recently as yesterday.
That's wonderful.
I'm a great fan of Al-Anon and AA. I don't think AA works for everybody, to be quite honest, but I think Al-Anon does.
Right.
For the simple reason that you understand what you can do and what you can't do. And I think that that just as giving up alcohol is certainly a difficult thing, giving up the responsibility for someone else's giving up alcohol may be as difficult. And so, as I said, I don't think AA works for everybody. When it works, it's fantastic.
Right.
But as I said, I think Al-Anon does work for everybody, as does Narcanon. And because basically you realize it's not your fault and it's not your issue. It's not your responsibility. And I think that in and of itself is huge and wonderful and important. So, as I said, as recently as yesterday.
Oh, that's wonderful. I'm a psychotherapist. I've been into therapy. And it's like with my own child, my adult child, I was lost. I just couldn't do it until I finally surrendered to listening and hearing and just letting it like sink into myself, into my heart, into my bones, because I was doing everything, pleading, talking, lecturing, failing,
doesn't work,
providing, it just feeds it.
Yeah. Well, it doesn't necessarily feeds it, but it certainly doesn't. I mean, because it's you taking responsibility for someone else's behavior, which is an easy way for them not to take responsibility. So.
Right. And as a parent, for me, I just have repeated that thinking that it's my job to fix my job to take care of it. And I've been able to, quote unquote, help so many other people through the kind of work I do. But this person, whom I love the most, didn't come to me for help, and I was trying to give it. And finally, I realized it's me that needed the help on that level. So thank you for listening. It's just helpful to even speak about it because it adds to my confidence.
Well, no, and I'm glad you did call about it. And again, it's one of those things that the people calling up and saying, hey, have you thought about this, is always helpful. And sometimes I have and sometimes I haven't. And, and I don't expect that everybody listens every day for all 3 hours, although it breaks my heart to think you guys don't. No, and it's not completely true. But as I said, I'm a great fan of anything that works. And I think that Al-Anon, that AA, I think, again, has a record that is somewhat enviable, but certainly not 100%, as opposed to Al-Anon and Narcanon, which are just extraordinarily effective because it's about letting go and just saying, this isn't my problem. And as much as I love this person, I can't change them. And what I have to do is let go of my notion that there's something I could do here, because there's not.
Yeah, and that is like death.
Well, it's not like death. I think death is a little more permanent than that, but it's certainly difficult.
It feels like an emotional death.
Well, it's because, that sense, and again, I think to say I'm powerless over my addiction, to be quite honest, I have some issues about that. But to say I'm powerless over somebody else's addiction, to me, makes a huge amount of sense. That it's if it's not something I created, then it's not something I can, if it's not something I'm doing, then it's something that I can't undo. But I can look at what I am doing and make sure that it's not contributing to an outcome that I deplore. So, and I think that, in some way, it's as equally important. I don't know if you heard Amber's call before, and Amber's called the program, and you can hear that there's that struggle of, what can I do and what can I not do? And she's choosing the wrong stuff to do and the wrong stuff not to do. So, but that all of us need to sort of understand where our boundaries are and what things we're doing that are incredibly helpful and important, and what things we're doing that are just very destructive and not important. And sometimes, it's really easy to see it in somebody else's behavior, and it's really complicated to see it in our own, because we don't see our own behavior objectively, nor should we. I mean, that's kind of why I'm planted here, I suppose, as part of it. And, you know, I think that people say, well, gee, how come, you know, people can't see it? And I said, well, you're much better at seeing other people's problems than you are seeing your own. You know, we're not nearly as entangled in other people's problems. We're entangled in our own, as we should be.
Correct. Thank you so much.
You're welcome, Ann. Thanks for your call. You know what? Ann's call, I've got about 2.5 minutes here, I think, by my calculations. And I forgot to tell you about 3 movies that I meant to do during the movie reviews. And I know this isn't really primarily a program about movie reviews, and never is. But there are 3 movies that I caught up with that I really wanted to bring your attention, because I really liked all 3 of them in some ways. One is St. Vincent, which is the Bill Murray movie, and he was born to play this role. It's also got Naomi Watts in it, who has never been better. She's never been one of my favorite actresses, and she's wonderful in this, as is Melissa McCarthy, who I think is talented, but quite often misdirected, in that she's just over the top. And this time, somebody kept her under control, and she's wonderful in this. It's a story that you've seen before about sort of the reprobate next door neighbor and the innocent kid and how they interact with one another. Also, Chris O'Dowd is in it, but it's really wonderful.
He's one of my favorites.
He's terrific.
He's funny,
and he's wonderful. And there's a sweetness to him.
Yeah.
So,
yep.
So St. Vincent's, absolutely put it on your to do list. The Judge, which is Robert Downey Jr. and Robert Duvall movie, which didn't do very well. And I think the reason it didn't do very well is that it's kind of a sappy story to a certain extent, and they probably should have reined it in a little bit. But having said that, Robert Downey Jr. is wonderful in it with the world's worst haircut. I mean, here's a really good-looking man who's got the world's worst haircut. But it's worth seeing as well. And my pick, though, I love animation. I think 3 of the best movies this year are animation, which is The Lego Movie, How to Train Your Dragon 2, and Box Trolls. Box Trolls is perhaps the most, what's the word, subversive, smart, incredibly political animation you've ever seen. And Lego is, too. All 3 of them, to a certain extent, are very smart. They're very sophisticated. They will appeal to your kids. The animation is great in all 3 of them. But Box Trolls, and I would have a hard time, except I think I probably have, because I think all 3 will certainly be nominated for Best Animation. And I would actually nominate all 3 of them for the Best Picture category as well. They are just brilliant, all 3 of them. But Box Trolls is really a revelation. Ben Kingsley is the voice in one of them. But so go catch up with Box Trolls, Judge, and St. Vincent. The Judge and St. Vincent. 855-99-DR-JOY. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Did you miss a show? No problem. Download the podcast right now at drjoy.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't pick on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Thousands of people seeking home security get ripped off every day, and the home security industry wants you to believe that's your only option. They've got hordes of salesmen out there trying to scare you into signing one of their long-term contracts. You get stuck writing huge checks month after month with no way out. It's robbery by contract, and it can cost you thousands. But there's a better way to protect your home. SimpliSafe Home Security. SimpliSafe has no contracts. None. You'll get award-winning 24/7 protection. Security professionals watching over your home, ready to instantly send police to the rescue for just $14.99 per month. That's less than half what most companies charge. Protect your home the smart way. Visit SimpliSafeDefense.com. IRSbeat.com today for an exclusive 10% offer and get a free keychain remote worth $25 only when you go to SimplySafeDefense.com. SimplySafeDefense.com.